with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
KFGO News Director stops into the KFGO studio every weekday when I'm in the studio at this time to do the much acclaimed and highly profitable 4 o'clock 4-pack. Hello, Paul Juergens.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Way to go, Daniel. Turn on the microphone, buddy.
Say, traffic note first off, westbound I-94. We have a rollover in the ditch. This is just on the Minnesota side, Red River Bridge. Between Fargo and Moorhead. No apparent serious injuries. Initial reports we received is that a vehicle rolled and then back up on its wheels, and it is off the road. Clay County, Moorhead Police, Moorhead Fire, state troopers responding to that, but apparently no serious injuries. We don't know whether it was weather-related, possibility that it was some sort of a medical thing or someone wasn't paying attention, something happened there. And but the vehicle did roll westbound I-94. It's an SUV. It is in the ditch, and they're tending to the vehicle now.
Thank you. Let's do the four-pack sponsored by Extreme Pizza Kitchen. Here's the way we're going to do it today. We did. Wait a second. What? Pinto. Focus, buddy. Come on. Laser focus. Come on.
Was he out late last night again?
Probably again.
Binging.
Well, he lives in
North Dakota.
No, he doesn't, though.
Well, he's close enough.
Close enough, yeah. But I live close enough. Anyway. Focus, Pinto, okay? Focus. Here's what we're going to do. Instead of texting to win the pizza today, fourth caller, 237-5948, 800-880-5346, will win a certificate for a free pizza at the Extreme Pizza Kitchen because they are awesome and they sponsor the four-pack several days a week here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. Number four on the four-pack list today, Jergy.
Where's Rudy? He was here this morning.
He's back home.
Oh, okay.
Rudy tricked me again.
Well, okay, how did Rudy trick you?
Well, because he begs to go outside, or at least indicates he wants to go outside in the morning, after he's already outside once. Well, then I think, oh gosh, he's got to go again. So then I let him outside. But then Rudy has a stubborn streak in him, a mile wide, Jergy. Mm-hmm. He won't come back in the house.
I have that problem with Millie.
And so I stand there and go, Rudy, come on. And by this time, it's nearing the point where I have to leave to get to work at a reasonable time. So then I say, okay, fine, come to work with me. And he jumps in the truck and he sits there like he's all happy. I get fooled by a dog.
You know, you left him in the news center for a few short moments today, and he was shaking without you. Don Haney was petting him. Terry Spees, of our weather guru, was in there. And you were out of the room for like 2 minutes, and he was like cowering.
So now wait a second. It was you, Don Haney, and Terry Spees.
Yes.
Maybe it was not who he was without. Maybe it was who he was with.
I think we were
why he was shaking.
No, I don't think that was it at all. He's very attached to you. Attached at the hip.
Attached at the hip. Number four on our list, Jimmy Fallon. He's a late night talk show host.
Yes, he does a pretty good job with it, too.
He's going to take over for Leno pretty soon, right?
I think so. Yes, very soon.
He had a little fun last night at the expense of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He had some help as well from a very famous musician. This might not play as well on the radio as it did on TV. But here's some sound last night of Jimmy Fallon and a special musical guest. Hooray! It's actually Jimmy Fallon. This is not the person he's impersonating.
In the day we sweated out on the streets, stuck in traffic on the GWB. They shut down the toll booths of glory cause we didn't endorse Christie. Sprung from cages on highway, now we got three lanes closed, so Jersey, get your ass in.
Hey, let's go. Hey, there we go.
That was light. It was television. It happened.
Okay, it happened.
And then later we had the real Bruce Springsteen popped in and sang.
Jimmy fell on stage,
and they both had red wigs, or they looked identical. Identical guitars. Oh, yeah. They had jean vests on. They looked identical. Same sunglasses, and they played a little duet.
Jimmy Fallon, he's good.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe I haven't given him enough credit because I don't watch a lot of late night TV, but he's a very talented guy.
What time is he on? 10:30?
That's way too late for me. I'm curled up with Rudy by 8:30 every night. So
bowling, you're not home.
Paying attention over there, Pinto?
I am paying attention.
You're off your game.
I am not off my game today.
Bloodshot eyes. Why is your head in your hands?
I was calling a basketball game.
He
was up till 10 o'clock calling a basketball game last night.
West Fargo wins!
I'm leaving.
Number three. Well, going to miss you. Number three.
He is. He just left.
See you later.
We'll fill till 4:30.
Go push some buttons, Jerry. We'll figure this out.
I don't know anything. No, I don't think you want me to do that.
Number three, it was quite a...
Big Tuesday night.
Big Tuesday night over there in Moorhead. Moorhead police arrested six people for disorderly conduct and cited minors for... Well, that's a typo. Don Haney forgot the letter R on his script here. Moorhead police arrested six people for disorderly conduct and cited minors for dinking. After a fight broke out, I think he meant drinking, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He was in a hurry.
He was cited minors for dinking after a fight broke out among some of the two dozen people who were on a party bus. What the heck is going on over there in Moorhead?
It was Tuesday night. They were, according to Lieutenant Swenson, everything was good. They were all friends at the beginning of the night, and they stopped for some Uncle Larry's beef stick, and they wanted to use the restroom, the party bus, and a couple dozen people on board, and an argument ensued, and it spilled out into the parking lot and then into the store.
Jeez.
And they called for backup from Clay County and Dilworth Police. Yes, it was a real brawl.
It was a Pier 6 brawl.
It was, and so they made a number of arrests, and some people were hauled to the Clay County jail, and just kind of got out of hand, and they say that alcohol was a factor.
Alcohol was? Really? That shocks me. I thought it was just a bunch of kids dinking.
I don't know whether they were out. I don't know. Tuesday night, what would you...
What's the legal age to dink?
It's 21? I don't know.
They're going to allow legal dinking on Sundays now in Minnesota, from what I understand.
Maybe. It's typo.
Yes, it is.
Didn't make it that way.
No, I'm sure he fixed it on the air at 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I hope he did.
So,
anyway, we don't know exactly what happened, but some people, there'll be some charges, and there was some damage to the store. So they'll have to figure that out and maybe be some restitution.
Restitution to the convenience store. Hey, he's on time with his ding.
He's back in here.
What age did you start dinking at, Pinto?
The legal age.
Okay. Number two, the weather, Jergy.
Yes.
It is either a Chinook or it is a
Clipper.
Alberta Clipper, or it's a Calcutta Clipper, or it's something else. It's a La Nino.
We are near 20 degrees now, and the sun is out.
You haven't been around?
Yes. Yeah. Partly sunny.
I'll be darned.
So the temperature's been rising throughout the mid-afternoon here, as it was supposed to. And then we've got a little light snow coming in. The blizzard warning, 3 o'clock this morning till 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. And they're talking 40, 50, 60 plus mile an hour winds. And that's going to be the real problem. Thus, the blizzard warning is in effect covering much of the KFGO listening area. If you're doing any traveling early tomorrow morning or throughout the day, it doesn't look like it's going to be a real good travel day with the very strong winds and some snow. And a lot of blowing and drifting snow. Not a lot of white stuff.
Not a lot of fluffy white stuff or pellety white stuff?
No, but just
but
enough.
But certainly, Old Man Winter is not releasing his icy grip on our region, Jerry.
No, it doesn't look like it. So it's, you get caught out in something like that, that'd be pretty tough. I mean, this is dangerous. I mean, if we get 50, 60 mile an hour winds, and blowing snow, it's going to be whiteout.
People better bundle up and dress warmly tomorrow.
And just travel. It's not going to be a good, not a good day.
Turn your headlights on, lose the cruise, and slow down, and only travel if you have to. Otherwise, think twice about it. Just getting ready for tomorrow. Number one, Vikings apparently have hired Mike Zimmer. Pinto was on this guy right away. Remember that?
Yes, he was.
Mike Zimmer, Mike Zimmer.
He was.
Stage whispering in my ear, Mike Zimmer. Now the Vikings have hired him.
Zimmy, as you call him.
Zim dog.
Sounds like they're negotiating. I know you had John Krasinski of the AP on, and he's in the loop on this.
He's in the loop.
So I don't know. I'm sure he'll... Ziggy Wilf joined the discussions yesterday in the Twin Cities, and they had a catered lunch. And I think the talks went...
They catered lunch?
They did. So they
didn't go out to McDonald's for lunch.
They didn't go to Murray's. I'm sure he'll sign a multi-million dollar deal, multi-year. But those negotiations are underway. I think Rick Spielman, the general manager of the Vikings, had interviewed about seven candidates. He's been in the league, 14 seasons or more?
I think over 20 years he's been an assistant coach.
He's been a coordinator for 14
years. Yeah, there you go. Yep.
One of his mentors is Bill Parcells,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure Mr. Parcells probably put in a word. He's been with the Bengals the last six, Cowboys. He's fiery, they say.
He has some salty language he sometimes uses on the sideline.
I saw a little clip of that. And,
yes.
And we thought for about, a half second of featuring that on the four-pack today. But that would be the last, would have been the last edition.
Would have been too many beeps to really get the point across.
So, what did John Krasinski say about him? I didn't catch most of the
interview. Very, very fiery, opposite. It's all going to depend on who his quarterback is and what coordinators he hires. So, a lot of good offensive coordinators out there, including Norv Turner, offensive genius. So, we'll see what happens with this guy, Mike Zimmer.
So, Orv Norv? Norvis might come in.
Norvis.
As the coordinator.
Norval.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Norv Turner might come in as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, it's one of the names out there. We'll see.
All right. Okay, we should mention, too, that rollover again, westbound 94, just coming on the edge of Moorhead there. SUV rolled in the ditch. We don't think there are any serious injuries, but there will be first responders on scene. They're there now. So westbound on the Minnesota side of the Red River Bridge.
Minnesota side. Not Bruce Nord's territory. Minnesota side. Thank you, Jergy. Paul Jergens.
All right, Mike. See that corn binder?
Oh, it's for sale. Look at that. You going to buy that, baby?
It's in New York State.
Well, so what?
It's a 68.
Well, it's a car. So
International.
You can drive it here.
Oh, four-wheel drive. Looks like it needs a little paint, doesn't it?
What do they want for it? Does it say?
$4,100.
Well, that's a chump change for a
266 V8. 82,000 original miles.
Really?
That's what they say.
That's a bargain.
It's in New York State.
Well, go get it. Your wife's she's in the travel industry. She can get you there one way or another. I said your wife's in the travel industry.
Your wife's
No, that's 237-5948 800-880-5346 kfgo.studio@kfgo.com is our email, or you can text message us at 35270. All kinds of church cookbook ideas coming in. And let me repeat to Ruth in Alexandria, do not send me a cookbook, Ruth. Please do not do that. I'm not asking for a free cookbook. I will go wherever I want to, or where I can go.